This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Annual inflation rate in the United States unexpectedly accelerated to 8.6% in May of 2022. Tomorrow we'll be getting the June report, and economists say hold on, as it's going to be worse. The last time the federal government allowed inflation to attack our wallets this bad was back in 1981. With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week. Twitter's deal fiasco with Elon Musk has overshadowed its business challenges, which will likely intensify as growth in the advertising market decelerates and the company deals with the operational fallout. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Major League Baseball is about to run into another problem with their All-Star game. Last year, Major League Baseball pulled the game out of Atlanta for Colorado because of what they said were unfair voter laws enacted in Georgia. That turned out to be fake news, and Atlanta suffered the consequences of Major League Baseball's error. This year, it's a labor dispute.
Workers at Dodger Stadium are threatening to strike ahead of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Los Angeles next week. Some 99% of the nearly 1,500 concession workers at Dodger Stadium have voted to authorize a potential strike, with the union asking for a new contract and saying they could walk off the job at any time. The LA Times says this covers food servers, bartenders, suite attendants, cooks, and dishwashers. Ahead of the Home Run Derby on Monday the 18th and the All-Star Game on Tuesday the 19th.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Two Mexican cartel members were busted in New York last week with $1.2 million worth of crystal methamphetamine. They were released by New York officials because of new bail reform laws there. Former federal prosecutor Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says the Department of Justice should have stepped up and arrested these guys, but they didn't.
The federal government has laws that would make the distribution of this amount of methamphetamine a 10-year mandatory minimum and also have a bail policy that makes us a presumption that they would be detained. So this is an area where the federal government should step up, the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and arrest these people, and they should have been coordinated on the front end. And instead of spending all of their time worrying about, you know, preventing moms and dads from speaking at school board meetings and shutting down what they call disinformation, They should be focusing on this, because this is the most significant, or one of the most significant, criminal issues going on right now. And to let these two walk and everyone associated with them, you know, also walk, but because they're not catching them, is really putting the community at risk, making everyone's life less safe.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra on Monday released guidance saying that health providers who perform abortions in emergency situations are protected under federal law regardless of what bans are in place in their states. The question now is, what qualifies as an emergency under a state ban? Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there, along with the archives of these interviews of these experts that come on. We're not about 8-second sound bites, okay? We want to get into the depth of the subject matter so that you're rewarded for it, that you're all the smarter as a result of these experts. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, every one of the people that come on have, you know, 30-plus years of expertise, education, background on these varying topics so that you can speak more smartly, be more aware, have some critical thinking involved, and to where you can do your part to lead the nation, because this is what a democracy is beholden to. It is beholden to people who are committed to being well-instructed. As Madison said, a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. Think about that. A well-instructed people, not well-indoctrinated, not well-propagandized, a well-instructed people. And that's assuming, if I can say that, that's assuming that we are learning the right stuff, getting the facts, and understanding the value of truth. You know, the modern mechanisms of this culture, you know, has thrust a big lie upon the people, saying, you know, oh, for the sake of argument, you know, I don't want to argue with you, I don't want to hurt your feelings, so we're just going to say that, you know, it's relative. You know, your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, and kumbaya, and we move on. Really? That doesn't work. I mean, this is what got us into this mess, so much so that we deny that which is you know, which is truth and rewarding, and we're paying a big price for it, especially when it comes to gun control. This is why I wanted to bring Dr. John Lott back on. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Doing okay. Good to talk to you again.
Always good to have you here, because and I understand sometimes you know, statistics can overwhelm people, but, you know, this is part of what supports the truth. Is that in the absence of truth and fact, opinion rules. And we got a lot of opinion running out there. I mean, Governor Hochul, I mean, she made some statements here in signing this gun law in New York. And what she did, I mean, she even designated to all the perpetrators and those that don't obey the law that you can go into, I don't know, what, 13, 15 different establishments, and you know that those are going to be gun-free zones in New York. So anybody going in there, they might as well put themselves in a barrel and allow people to come in and shoot them up like fish in a barrel, right?
Look, you and I understand this. We've talked about this for years. These attackers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to get media attention. And they know the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to get. So These guys are not stupid. They know if they go to a place where victims aren't able to go and defend themselves, they're going to be more successful in getting more media attention because they're going to be able to go and kill more people. But the thing is, you don't even really need to be that smart to understand this. All you have to do is read their manifestos, read their diaries. They say it over and over again. If I can only kill more people than such and such killed, I can get more media attention. You know, the media is so incredibly biased. I mean, you have something like the recent Buffalo grocery store murderer in his manifesto, right near the top of his discussion about why he picked the particular target that he did. He talks about his ideal target being a place where he knows victims can't defend themselves, where he knows victims will not have permanently concealed handguns. You know, you would think somebody in the mainstream media would mention that. But no, you will look in vain to find it. And the thing is, at our website at crimeresearch.org, there are dozens of these cases where mass public shooters have left diaries or manifestos, whatever, where they spend time talking about how they picked the targets that they did. And yet the media just refuses, just absolutely refuses to mention this because it goes so much against their narrative that they want to go and try to put out. It's really just amazing that they get away with this and still call themselves journalists. And it's not just, you know, you would think, given how much this is talked about in these guys' manifestos, that the media would be sensitive to looking. Did we have another attack that occurred in a gun-free zone? But no, on their own, they don't even look at this. You will search in vain to find any discussion of the Tulsa hospital shooting or the shooting in Texas at the school or the Buffalo grocery store shooting or, you know, or ones before that. You will search in vain to find any mention in the media. Did they look to see whether there was an attack in a place where victims weren't able to go and defend themselves? No, they just completely ignore it.
Right. Yeah, because it doesn't fit their agenda, because they're all about taking advantage. You know, as Ron Emanuel said, you don't let a good crisis go to waste. And as far as they're concerned, they're all about gun control. They want to take away the guns of the American people. John, let's go back and rewind just a little bit. Can you characterize, do we have enough data and information to where we can better characterize these shooters?
You know, we know a lot about them. We know that these individuals overwhelmingly are committing these acts to commit suicide. But someplace along the line, 30-some years ago or whatever, people who wanted to commit suicide realized that they could go and get a lot of media attention when they committed suicide if they killed other people at the same time. And the more people they killed, the more media attention that they were going to be able to go and get. So
This is their legacy. Well, how many are fatherless? I mean, does fatherlessness play a role in this?
I think it plays a role. The bottom line is you have individuals who feel unappreciated. All right, and maybe, you know, it's because women won't go out with them. Maybe it's because they didn't grow up in a loving household. You know, a lot of these things are hard to figure out. But the bottom line is we know that you have individuals time after time in their diaries and other things complain that they're just not appreciated by other people. They don't feel that they're valued. And so when they die, they want to go and die in a way that's going to make people know that they were here.
Right. That somehow their lives mattered. John, we talked last night. And you mentioned that many of these shooters are receiving mental help. And so why is the mental health services seem to be failing these people as well as the American people who end up being victimized by them? We got about 20 seconds left. Maybe what we ought to do is let the audience think about that for just a moment, and then we can address it more fully. So I don't want to cut you off. We've got Dr. John Lott. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and we're talking about all these serious things that you need to be aware of, and especially we're going to deal with the mental health issue next. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our spiritual brothers and sisters isolated in that war-torn country where it's proving very difficult to provide humanitarian aid. Even in the most extreme situations, we know that God is still in control. It was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan just over a year ago so that believers who need the comfort of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please pray for believers to stand firm in their faith, even amidst extreme persecution and environmental disaster, knowing that God can use even the darkest circumstances for His glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. You have acid indigestion, you can't eat the foods you like, your stomach upset all the time, chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'd mentioned that Governor Hochul had set aside in New York, some sensitive areas that she said that need to be considered regarding, following what the Supreme Court had decided. And I thought it was interesting the way the way that she had framed that, these sensitive locations to ban concealed carry. And as we were talking with Dr. John Lott just a moment ago, I mean, these suddenly become the targets because this is what these shooters want. You know, like you said, they're not stupid. They don't want anybody to shoot back at them. They just want to be able to, you know, go and shoot, you know, at their own discretion and not have any contest about this sort of thing. And so she lists out these locations, John, she says, federal, state, local government buildings, health and medical facilities, places where children gather, such as daycares, parks, zoos, playgrounds, public transportation, including subway and buses, polling sites, educational institutions. I mean, but she doesn't say anything about strengthening them up by fortifying the perimeter with people who are carrying guns. So they're just going to leave them as soft targets for these gunmen who have proven time and time again, as you said, that are not stupid, that are going to go and go exactly where the guns aren't, right? So they can have their way with the area.
And concealed handguns in all of Times Square area. You know, I'm not sure they read the Supreme Court decision. Thomas was pretty clear that you can't just go and ban whole areas from people being able to go and carry simply because there are people there. But, you know, you listen to her press conference, and she was talking about, you know, how fearful it would be to have people with permanent concealed handguns on public transportation. I kind of wish that there was one reporter there who would go and say, okay, how many times have you seen any place in the country that allows people with permanent concealed handguns to travel on public transportation who've used a gun improperly? You know, just how many cases? Because I bet you can't find any.
Exactly.
You know, we have 22 million Americans with concealed carry permits. We have 25 right to carry states, constitutional carry states where it's not even necessary to have a permit. And yet, you know, she's so much of the gun control debate is about things that might possibly go wrong. Well, we don't need to guess what might possibly go wrong. We have, you know, 43 right to carry states that don't have this kind of discretion in terms of you haven't provided good reason for why you should be allowed to be able to go and protect yourself outside your home. And, you know, so we don't need to guess about what's the experience been. You just have to look at these 43 other states. Pennsylvania, people with permanent concealed handguns can take their guns with them on public transportation. They have subways in Philadelphia. You know, you have subways in other parts of the country. You have buses that people with permanent concealed handguns can ride on. Give me one example. Just don't say, you know, because we've had states that have had these laws since the 1920s.
Exactly.
You know, so if it's a problem, she should be able to point to thousands of cases where it's a problem, not just point to zero.
Well, she uses like the coat hanger argument. Or like Joe Biden the other day about, you know, this 10-year-old girl. Everybody's looking for this 10-year-old girl, supposedly, that they had to ship, you know, to Indiana for an abortion. And going, wait a minute, this had to go through several people and medical people who are mandated to report on this stuff. And this becomes urban legend, just like so much of the background to Roe v. Wade back in 1973. And this is irresponsible for this, you know, for this governor to flat out lie to the people and make these kind of statements and the media to let her get away with this, John, because as she was talking, I'm going, where's John Lott? I got to get hold of John right away. I got to talk to you about this. I mean, we've got to refute these flat out lies. And the thing is that's so galling about this, and it comes more from one party than the other. You know, and I am just fed up with this, that the Democrats are allowed to get away and make these irresponsible statements and put people in danger time and time again based on emotion. There's no evidence. There's no data to back up these statements. And here she is of all the, I mean, she's the governor of the state of New York. And she's talking like this, John. I mean, where are New Yorkers? I mean, New Yorkers usually don't put up with this stuff, or at least they tell you they don't put up with it. But they're quiet right now. They're not saying anything.
Well, you know, the media just in general, completely abdicates its role here. You would think they would go and fact check this type of thing, but they refuse to do it because it fits their narrative.
If it was so much the case, the people would be outraged and they'd surrender their guns, right? I mean, if in what she was saying and what others are saying and what the media is backing up, if that was the empirically evidentiary fact and it was happening and it was consistent, people would say, you're right, we're going to surrender our guns. But so everything... Go ahead.
I'll give you an example. So we have 43 right-to-carry states where it's not necessary for you to go and provide some public official with a good reason for why you should be able to have a gun outside your home for protection. I want somebody to point out even one legislative hearing that's occurred in any of those states to go and move to a May issue type law where you have to provide these good reasons. None of these states have had a legislative hearing, even a vote. You've had political parties change control of different legislatures or governorships. You would think, even if it wasn't a problem, even if it was only a tiny, 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 tiny problem, you would think that there'd be some Democrat gun control activist state legislator who would put up bills at least once in all these different states to say, you know, we need to move to a May issue type regime there. But they don't do that. And the reason is because despite the fact when those states adopted their right to carry type laws, you had all these Democrats going out there and predicting disaster. Mm-hmm. 6 months after the law was in effect, a year after the law was in effect, it was clear to everybody that the types of fears that they had were completely unjustified.
Exactly. Well, and John, what they did was they raised money. They used it as a crisis to raise money. You know, even Joe Biden talking about what he did with AR assault weapons and saying, oh, you know, it was so effective. That is a flat out lie. You're purposely ignoring the factual evidence when you say that the outlawing of AR rifles caused a decline in shootings. There's no evidence of that, is there?
No. Look, there's absolutely no evidence that there was a drop in the number of attacks with assault weapons during the ban. I'll give you one thing. If it's true that the assault weapons ban was somehow causing a change in the number of attacks that were occurring, surely the only way that it can do that is by causing a drop in the percentage of attacks that involve assault weapons. In fact, when you look at the data, you see an increase during the ban of the percent of attacks with assault weapons. And then after the ban ended, the percent fell, which is the exact opposite. I mean, you can't have a ban on assault weapons driving any supposed reduction that's occurring there if the percent of attacks with assault weapons are rising during the ban. It just makes absolutely no sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted to talk about the mental health issues, but obviously this thing is so complex and we needed to get to these other issues, you know, to refute all the lies that are out there. But the big eye-opener for me here recently, John, was your reveal that 50% of the shooters were reportedly being seen by mental health experts. So here we are, we're talking about the importance of mental health experts, but they don't seem to be really, you know, very effective in stopping this, are they?
Yeah, no.
20 seconds left, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, none of these killers who are seeing mental health care experts, in not one single case did the mental health care experts identify them as a danger to themselves or others. There's a whole academic literature out there explaining why they're unable to.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays.
taxes, and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week. Twitter's deal fiasco with Elon Musk has overshadowed its business challenges, which will likely intensify as growth in the advertising market decelerates and the company deals with the operational fallout. Annual inflation rate in the United States unexpectedly accelerated to 8.6% in May of 2022. Tomorrow we'll be getting the June report, and economists say hold on, as it's going to be worse. The last time the federal government allowed inflation to attack our wallets this bad was back in 1981. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Midterms around the corner, and there's already a lot of conversation about 2024. Joe Biden is, you know, obviously the Democratic power machinies are doing everything they can to kind of try to get him on the bench and get him out of the way. Well, that being the case, who do you think they're making room for? No, it's not Kamala Harris. Sit down. You don't know what you're talking about. It is the name that keeps coming up time and time again, and even came up, for the 2016 run. Michelle Obama. Yes, and there's a movie that's coming out from Joel Gilbert. Yes, the same Joel Gilbert, the Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, that gave us that great reveal about the Trayvon Martin case, right? Unbelievable. Well, he has put together an incredible documentary and that helps us understand, you know, this film understands particularly Michelle Obama, 2024, her real life story and plan for power. The real life story, not, you know, the stuff that. It's kind of like Barack Obama, you know, because she's following the same lead. There was so much mystery, and even to this day, that people don't even want to talk about Barack Obama, right? Because he's Barack Obama. And the same thing, you know, people want to buy into this narrative that has been designed, just like for Barack Obama, that's being designed for Michelle Obama. And Joel Gilbert is with us right now. Hey, Joel, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Great to be back, Bill. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is an exciting documentary on many levels because even my wife has been saying for many years, Michelle Obama, you know, they want her to run. They wanted her to run instead of Joe Biden. But that's a whole nother story and background. Maybe that's another documentary down the road and a reveal to, you know, help us understand what the heck happened in 2020. Forget about what Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th committee and everybody else would want us to believe, even, our Attorney General, Bill Barr. You still got a majority of Americans saying, hey, there was monkey business in 2020. But that aside, 2024 is fast and coming, and the stage is being set for Michelle Obama, is it not?
I really think it is. I made this full-length feature film, which is available on salemnow.com for live streaming or DVD. The website, you can see the trailer, is MichelleObama24.com. And I did two things. First, I made the argument of why I believe she is setting herself up to be the nominee. As you mentioned, she's following the exact same formula that Barack Obama did in his career to become president. Obama was the keynote speaker for John Kerry. Michelle Obama, keynote speaker at the Democrat convention for Joe Biden. The keynote speaker slot is typically the one they give to the person they think is going to be the next nominee. Obama based his candidacy really on his personal story, his best-selling book, Dreams from My Father. People hardly paid attention that Michelle wrote a biography called Becoming in 2018, went on a national book tour, sold out 20,000-seat arenas, and developed this huge audience, especially of women and mothers and girls. And lastly, Obama, people don't remember, he actually started his career in Chicago in 1992 with a voter registration organization called Project Vote. Mm. And he bragged about registering 150,000 black people to get Carol Mosley Braun elected. Michelle doing the exact same thing. She's got an organization called When We All Vote. And she was just here in L.A., gave a fiery speech 2 weeks ago on every Democrat talking point. So I think there's just no question. She's the most popular person on the planet. She's got about 100 million followers on different social media. And she's definitely being set up. She's the most plausible candidate. In other words, if they say, oh, Michelle is ahead in all the swing states, it's kind of believable. You say, well, she's so popular. And if she sweeps the vote by, landslide, no matter what happened in the actual election, people will make it'll be believable.
Exactly. In much the same way as they did with Obama. You know, they didn't vet him to begin with. There was post-vetting, which was amazing. And then you had voter fraud that took place, particularly in Pennsylvania. One voting district, all 58 districts, 100% for Barack Obama. If that doesn't say voter fraud, then I don't know what else does, not to mention the fact that you had that scene of Black Panthers outside of a voting precinct with clubs intimidating people. They were coming in to vote, and the attorney general, you know, kind of weak-kneed. He purposely avoided it. He just didn't want to, confront this kind of shenanigans. But if it had been, some white supremacists in white sheets, Lord have mercy, I mean, we'd still be having, committee hearings over it.
Right. Well, the second big part of this film is not only do I lay out why I think she's running, I actually do a deep dive into her real-life history. There have been six biographies on Michelle Obama. They're all puff pieces. They're all just very reverent and repeating the stories that she tells. I actually talked to her kindergarten classmates, elementary school teachers, high school classmates, her coworkers. I spoke to her Princeton College professor at length about her thesis. So I've really done a huge investigation, including going to Chicago. And in the film, you come along with me. I go to all these locations where Michelle grew up, and a completely different story emerges. Michelle has been pushing this image of Southside girl, she calls it, for years. It's kind of like trying to say that she experienced a neo-log cabin upbringing and she was a regular victim of racial discrimination. Turns out that Michelle had a very privileged childhood and had a political family background. Her father was a precinct captain working for the Daily Machine, and Michelle literally tagged along with him since she was 6 years old and was a very, very political person. The other information we find out is that Michelle's stories of experiencing white flight, she claims that whites moved out of her neighborhood because were afraid of black people. She tells that a lot. It turns out the only people doing white flight in the 1970s was Michelle Robinson and her brother Craig Robinson. Every chance they got to study with in the local neighborhood schools, they pulled them out and put them in schools far away, in exclusive and private schools. And Michelle lies about this blatantly, constantly. She says, we went to the neighborhood public schools. My parents couldn't afford private schools. In fact, there was a big, nice high school one block from their house called South Shore High School that was all black. When her brother Craig was supposed to go to high school, they put him in a private Catholic school, all white, in Hyde Park for $3,500 a year. That's about $17,000 in today's money. Michelle goes to Whitney Young Magnet School, an hour and a half away. So she's the one that's been running away from black people. And I even have her in the film on tape. She says, I was afraid to go out of my house. I was afraid. I was afraid of getting beat up. People would accuse her of talking white and acting white, which meant she had, you know, like an attitude. Mm-hmm. So Michelle really grew up in fear of the black community. She was running away from them for education and doesn't really have any experiences with the black community at all. And then I go into this whole section about what did she do professionally. People don't really know. But she has two shameful experiences of exploiting the black community on behalf of the white Democrat Party machine and white Democrat donors and elites. The first experience was working with Valerie Jarrett at Mayor Daley's office for the mayor of Chicago. And she was the assistant planning commissioner of all things, with Valerie Jarrett was the planning commissioner.
Oh, wow.
And what they did is the projects, they called them the projects where a lot of poor black people lived. They were built in the 50s. In the by the early, late 80s, early 90s, downtown had pushed up against these projects, which were now not on the outskirts. And this land was very valuable. And the white Democrat donor developers wanted this land to build housing and expand the Gold Coast in downtown Chicago. It was very desirable. Mm-hmm. So Michelle led this effort to knock down the projects. They made at the Cabrini Green is a very famous project where they made 20,000 blacks homeless. They shipped them out, moved them out far away, and gave the money away to people like Tony Resco, who built these single-family homes and townhomes. And, of course, they would give some of that money back to the politicians in the form of donations.
Of
so
course.
Michelle was in on that. She was, you know, moving out, making black people homeless. And the second thing she did was working for the University of Chicago Medical Center, where she was hired to head up the thing called the Southside Health Collaborative, where they had a program which was called patient dumping. It was actually illegal. When poor Southside blacks showed up to the emergency room, Michelle was in charge of denying them service, and they would actually put them in vans and dump them in these crappy neighborhood clinics
because
they didn't have the right insurance. So we can go into that more, but Michelle has a shameful history of exploiting the black community. And to add insult to injury, for politics, she pretends to be one of these ordinary black people she exploited all her life.
Unbelievable. Michelle Obama, 2024. Joel Gilbert is the producer, Hollywood film director, president of Highway 61 Entertainment. He's talking, he's sharing the whole truth and nothing but. Stay with us. We've got more from Joel after this.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Joel Gilbert about the new movie, Michelle Obama 2024. It is now available, The Whole Truth and Nothing But. You know, it's really amazing when you think about, leaders, just in general. There's a certain degree of charm, and I would say that probably in the modern era, Barack Obama was probably the most charming president that we've ever had. And because of that charm, it made him especially dangerous. Because it kept us from questioning, you know, and applying critical thinking and critical questioning about Barack Obama, what his intent was. Like a simple thing. And we're going to fundamentally transform the country. I don't know about you, but flags went up all over my consciousness on that one. In much the same way that Joe Biden, as he announced the new liberal world order. I mean, these are triggering statements and words that matter. But sometimes we overlook those because we're just so, charmed by someone's influence and how we look up to them. And such has been the case for the Obamas and Michelle Obama. I mean, it is amazing. And I've always wondered about this, Joel Gilbert, is why she is she's the most popular woman on planet Earth.
Right.
I mean,
well,
more than my mind is going blank here, than Oprah.
A couple things. Look, I like to say that Obama's smile was the Trojan horse.
Yeah.
And that the media would not look into anything about his background. I mean, I went to Hawaii twice. Mm-hmm. People remember my film Dreams from My Real Father. And I concluded that his real biological father was likely Frank Marshall Davis, the man that raised him, who was a Chicago communist that came out to Hawaii with a Soviet agent during the Cold War. So I went to Hawaii twice, was twice as much as all the media combined. They never went out. And because there is an agenda behind all of this, even Michelle quotes directly from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. She talks about the world as it should be. And but no one knows what does she mean by that. The same thing with Obama. He said change is coming to America, but no one knew what that meant. They thought, well, change means a black president or biracial president. That's all it is. But no, it's an agenda that they don't really talk about up front. Now, Michelle was most popular person on the planet because since she came onto the national stage 2007-08, she's had about $15 billion worth of free, positive, earned media. She's mm-hmm. been on every Glamour magazine 10 or 20 times, Vogue, you know, Glamour, People, and it's all positive. It's all reverent. And that's why I made this film, Michelle Obama 2024, really look at her real life history, dissected her Princeton thesis, which no one really understands like I do, talked to her friends, her relatives, and a completely different picture emerges of a very privileged childhood, a girl who's from a political family that
spent her life exploiting the black community on behalf of white elites, and then tries to use and pretend to be one of these ordinary black folks to get their political support. She's a very manipulative person in that way, and I think when she announces for president, she's going to get the same treatment of reverence, and that's why I thought it would be important to make this film and book.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is amazing, and it's so typical of blacks who have gravitated to power. And when I was talking with Bob Woodson last year, Joel, and we were talking about, you know, since 1964, war on poverty, something like close to $30 trillion has been, of the people's money, has been directed toward this war on poverty, you know, for minorities. And a great majority of those minorities are blacks. And I said, Bob, $30 trillion, what's up? What have we accomplished with it? He goes, oh, Bill, you don't understand. I said, that's what I'm asking. He goes, 70% of that money goes to black bureaucrats. I mean, yeah, they're taking it off the top.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I believe it. Look, as I mentioned, Michelle was hired by white elites to do jobs that they themselves couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
A white person could not be in charge of a program to deny health care to the black neighbors who live near the University of Chicago. Michelle was in charge of that program to deny health care and make sure they never came back to the University of Chicago hospital. She was, of course, as I mentioned, at the mayor's office for Mayor Daley. You couldn't have a white person saying, we're going to knock down all these projects and you're going to be better off for it. This is going to help you if we take away your homes. It's going to help you if we take away your health care. That's what Michelle did for the white Democrat establishment in Chicago in her professional career.
And how was she protected, Joel? I mean, here she's the face to the black community saying, here, we're going to do this. How, after all these years, I mean, were they able just to cordon off that information and keep it to the black neighborhoods of Chicago and not allow that to get out, especially, you know, after she becomes, the first lady?
Well, look, Michelle sets the narrative. She says, it's in her movie Becoming, which Netflix made a movie about her book Becoming. She says, right at the beginning, she says, I'm from the south side of Chicago, and that's all you need to know about me. She says that straight up. Oprah, every time she got introduced in her Becoming world tour, she would say, from the south side of Chicago, Michelle Obama. So that's the narrative, is I'm a kind of a poor kid from the south side. I suffered discrimination. That's, you don't need to know anything else about me. Now, to me, that was an invitation. I think there's a lot more I need to know about her. And
exactly.
She wasn't from the south. First of all, South Shore near the lake was not even on the south side. It was a very privileged neighborhood, privileged school.
Mm.
Michelle made sure she was best friends with Santita Jackson, Jesse Jackson's daughter. She grew up in Jesse Jackson's house while he was running for president in the early 80s. So she has this very, very strong political background. But they made up a story. People remember back in 2008, she went over the top. She was so political. She said, for the first time in my life, I'm proud of my country.
Mm-hmm.
She got so much blowback that they realized they had to rein her in. So they made up a story. They said, okay, Michelle hates politics, and she just wants to be the mom in chief. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And the media ran with that ever since. To this day, people think that she doesn't like politics and she's not going to run for president. Michelle is all politics all the time. That's all she does. That's all she is. She's a political animal. And I'm convinced that she's laying the groundwork to run for president.
Well, the Democratic Party's desperate, and not that she's a total desperate choice, but she's kind of a fait accompli in a sense that who's left? I mean, they can't go to Kamala Harris. Bernie's been out for a long time. I mean, he's negotiated his piece of the Democratic pie and more or less happy with that.
Right.
So who do they got?
Yeah, look, there's almost no choice. And she can also run on nostalgia. Remember how much you loved it when Barack was president?
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember the Obama years? It's automatic nostalgia. What do Democrats love? Who do they truly love? They love Barack Obama. So this is the next best thing. And they know that Obama will be right there in the White House. Not that he's not there right now during the Biden term.
Exactly.
Doing it by phone.
Exactly, which is what he dreamed of. He said, if given an opportunity to run a third time, have a third run at it, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have the ear of the president and be involved in the decision-making, right? I mean, that's quite telling. And, of course,
quite obvious.
It is quite obvious. There's no doubt about it. And the thing that's amazing in the Democratic Party, and maybe other people fall victim into this trap, as you say, this Trojan trap, of the Democratic nostalgia and this made-up narrative about the Obama years. It was a mess. It was so bad that it was unrealistic to think that, oh, wait a minute, you're going to elect, I mean, in a sense, give Obama, it was so wonderful, the two terms, what he did to this country, you're going to give him a third term in the name of Joe Biden?
Everyone knows.
That doesn't make sense.
He did nothing for the black community. The agenda was all the far-left socialist agenda. Another big reveal we find out, I'll give you a clue, when I go into in the film and the book in great detail, people don't know this very much at all. Michelle worked at Sidley and Austin Law Firm with Bernadine Dorn, the head of the Weather Underground terrorist group, the wife of Bill Ayers. And Bernadine Dorn was a huge influence on Michelle. They were very close friends. Bernadine Dorn talked about something called the politics of fear for years. And Michelle mimicked word for word Bernadine Dorn's politics of fear narrative in 2008 on the campaign trail. So Michelle really had a radicalization experience by being so close to Bernadine Dorn. You learn all about that in the film. And a big part of it is you learn how Michelle just lies about everything. In reality, Michelle is an American success story. Her family, you know, worked hard. They got her out of the local neighborhood schools they thought would hold her back. They put her in elite schools, got her into Princeton. She got a job at a huge law firm, very successful, you know, even though she was exploiting black people, but she was successful in her professional career. And Michelle lies about all that. She just says, oh, I was held back in life. Everybody told me there's things I couldn't do. It's all a total lie for what really is a successful American story.
Amazing. Well, this politics of fear is foundational to all politics, isn't it? I mean, you've got to scare people, in a sense, to vote for you, and so you've got to contrive a boogeyman. So what Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers and the other Marxists have done time and again, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. This is a playbook.
Well, the politics of fear, they go a little further. They say that, Michelle talks about too, says we fear one another because we're all afraid of each other. We're afraid of going out of our house. We're afraid of the world. Now, really, it was Michelle who talks about being afraid to go out of her house because she'd get beat up by black kids who accused her of acting white. So Michelle was afraid of black people growing up, and I think she projects that fear onto white America that don't have her insecurities and her fears. So that politics of fear is very, very sinister and very hypocritical.
And a lot of people just assume that because she's a woman of color, right?
You got to look further. So you can see my film if you go to MichelleObama24.com. You can get over and watch it, live stream it. You can link over, get the book. It is on Amazon, SalemNow.com. It's just a great revelation into her real history, and I think America needs to know. And I say only the truth can stop her.
Wow, that's amazing. It's a real-life story. Her plan for power that follows a similar plan as her husband, Barack Obama, that you'll see in the movie. Joel Gilbert is already being praised for his brilliantly presented piece of research and revelation, typical of Joel. This isn't some, just get the project on film. I mean, it is backed up solidly with research and very credible. Joel Gilbert, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid?